Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time, as promised, for some offseason news and notes for the Milwaukee Bucks. They finished the 2015-2016 season. It was disappointing, 33-49. They did not make the playoffs. So moving forward, we're going to take a look at the offseason strategy, what we can anticipate. And of course, back with us, our helping hand from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, Tom Pippins is here to break it all down. I promise, no elbows. Tommy, how are you?
I couldn't be better because I'm with you and the listeners. I say it every time, Big E, but it's true. And I know just what the Bucks have to do. This could be the shortest segment ever because I'll tell you in two lines unless you want to. You know what they have to do? As old Coach Ditka used to say on that late night show, get Big E and the Big E will score baskets from the outside. She'll make the three. And if you need her, she will rebound and defend the paint. And then there'll be a contender in the East.
But I am officially retired there, Tommy. I can barely walk 18 holes of golf with my junior golfer.
Yeah, that's a big short, too, and probably at this stage more important. That's awesome, Big E, you bet.
Okay, so let's talk about the Bucks. Obviously, as I just mentioned, they underachieved this year. Your analysis, and they took a big step backwards. What needs to happen?
Well, first of all, I think a good point there. Jason Kidd has said this and others, and if you look at history sometimes, a team will jump up and surprise people. You're well aware of this. And then they do tend to take a step back, in part because of youth. And also, I think a more salient point is that the Bucks didn't give away, but they were trying to save some money, and they signed Greg Monroe. And Monroe did what they got him to do. He's not a paint protector, but he gets you about 16-9. And in that regard, he was quite good. But Zaza Pachulia left. They had a couple of others who left them who were veteran savvy people who were making a difference. And they lacked, I think, in the locker room. And I think defensively, they broke down a lot. And again, you played the game at a high level. You know the deal. If one person misses an assignment, then it goes to heck in a handbasket. They couldn't defend the three other than Chris Middleton. They couldn't shoot the three. Jared Bayless was hurt a whole bunch. So was O.J. Mayo. So those outside threats. They got Gravis Vasquez, but he could hardly play because of injuries, missed 50-some games. And so they need to go get another outside shooter to join Chris Middleton. They had Rashad Vaughn, the kid out of UNLV, but, you know, he's only 18 years old or so after 1 year. So they need a shooter. But I think they desperately need to get somebody in the paint who can protect and rebound. And, again, they've got to defend the three. If they look at the teams playing now, Big E, the Bucks are nowhere near them. What would they do with Cleveland or, you know, even Toronto? Whenever they played a good team. So that's what they've got to do. They have the number 10 pick, as you know. They didn't move in the draft. I think they ought to trade down and get a couple of veterans.
Sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, Tom Pippins, is back with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his Milwaukee Bucks. And I just think back 2 years ago, they were the worst team in the league. Last year, they were in the playoffs. And now it just seems like this is a team that's really struggling with an identity. What is it?
Well, that's it. I think they're so youthful that they don't have an identity. Can you call them savvy? Can you call them battle-tested? No. What they have is a fellow who has a chance to be a transcendent player. I looked that word up, Big E. I don't know if it's used in the right context, but it sounds good, so I'm going to use it.
Okay.
But, you know, you don't have a Steph Curry. You don't have a LeBron James. And those, I don't think there are any of those in the draft, although there are some good players. I don't know if Brandon Ingram is going to make a big difference or anybody else there near the top, the kid from LSU. So I really think the Bucks ought to trade back and get veterans, because if you get veterans, then you can start to understand who you are. I think that I would pay every night to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, who really took a big step forward. We know he takes big steps, Euro steps on the court. He was magnificent at times. You know, triple doubles here and there. And Jabari Parker, coming off the ACL, he didn't do much in the first half of the season, but he went to the All-Star game. I ran into his dad, Sonny, and those of us older in the tooth remember, he had a decent career himself, has a foundation, Chicago does a lot, and he said, you know, he went to that All-Star game, and he wasn't in the All-Star game, but played there in the, you know, futures or whatever, and U.S. versus Europe, and he really said, you know I can play this game and play at the top. He got confidence in his body, and I think he had an All-Star second half. So between those two guys, you've got a great foundation and Middleton. Now, they're not a big three you can win a championship with. They're maybe next level, I think, even though those two kids, I think, will be all-stars. But if they can just pick and match here and there, but again, you've got to get a three-point shooter. You've got to be able to defend the three, and they have to be much better at the paint.
You've got to get a three-point shooter. You've got to get a big on the inside. You had also talked about the veteran experience. I'm just curious. I mean, Tom, how much did they miss Zaza Pachulia this year?
I think they missed him a bunch, in part, Big E, because of the good point you made about the identity. You know, he showed that toughness. And that series against Chicago last year, I mean, they won a couple of games before getting hammered in Game 6, I believe, at home. Going to Chicago, winning. And I think it had a lot to do with him. And the other name I was trying to come up with earlier is Jared Dudley. You know, a good shooter. And once again, just that veteran presence. I think it means so much when you've got 20, 21-year-old kids leading your team in terms of ability. So that's why I think the veteran would be good, or two. But again, those things that we mentioned, you just have to go out and get those if they want to be competitive again and get back into the playoffs. I don't think it was a shock, given the circumstances, the injuries, some of the veterans they lost, that they did take that step back. But it certainly was disappointing, because this is a team going to, you know, the ownership coming in with a beautiful new facility and revitalizing downtown here soon. And you want the team to be good commensurate with that. And they have a long way to go. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens leading up to and after June 23rd's draft.
The lack of veterans, the injuries, and defensively, when you step back, I mean, there was a major drop-off this season. That, obviously, going forward, that's got to be at the forefront of their minds.
Yeah, that was their calling card last year. You know, John Henson's another one. I don't know if you start John Henson. You invested a lot of money in him. And John can come in and be a shot blocker and a rim protector, but he had trouble staying on the floor. I think if he can be more consistent, he'll be quite good. The other fellow who was really good coming off the bench, and they started him, and they put Monroe on the bench because their bench was so short. They did the same with Michael Carter-Williams, who, again, big question mark with him. Is he going to take the steps that they felt they would he would make as a point guard of the future, 6'6", with that wingspan, got injured, missed the last portion of the season, but also doesn't shoot the ball well. So can he play with Giannis, who turned into the point forward? There are a lot. But I think Zaza did a whole bunch on defense for them. And as you point out, once that defense goes away, that was a calling card for them last year, and it definitely was one of the big problems this year.
Just a few more minutes with Tom Pippins, the sports director with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, always one of our favorite guests at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Give us the pulse on Jason Kidd. Does he still have favor with the owners? Because it was reported that he was on shaky ground.
Yeah, you know, I think as a coach, if Jason would just focus on coaching, I think he can become one of the better ones in the league. I think he was off to a very good start. He's got the cred, as you know. He's a Hall of Famer in waiting, and those young people, especially point guards, can learn a whole bunch. But I think he likes to dabble in that front office thing. And general manager John Hammond, I think, is very good at his job. Now they're going to look into hiring a new assistant after David Morway. The assistant wasn't brought back before last year. And Rod Higgins has been a name that's been mentioned. I'm not sure where new ownership is on Mr. Hammond, but I think the world of him. And I think if Jay Kidd would just focus, as you know, there was a lot of concern about control, which led to the sour parting, if you will, parting on bad terms in Jersey and Brooklyn. So I hope he'll do that, because he's likable. The kids love him, and I think he's a very good coach. But I think it's tough when you try to dabble in both. It's hard to do.
The familiar voice, Tom Pippins, sports director with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, giving us an off-season news and notes on his Milwaukee Bucks. You take care, Tom. Have a great summer, and we will catch up real soon. Thank you, Tommy.
Can't wait to hear about that young son of yours on the tour sometime.
There you go.
Great to be with you. All of God's blessings to you and your family and those great listeners.
Absolutely. God bless. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.